Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people in Mendocino County, California. This program is funded by Lanes of Healthy Start with Damon Shields Fence and produced by Dan Roberts. We are all seniors of Laneville High School. I am Karuna.
I'm Natalia.
I'm Dominic.
I'm Eve.
I'm Justin.
Since we are sheltering in place, we are creating the show on a conference call.
For many people, graduating from high school is peak life experience. A milestone transition from childhood to adulthood, gowns, ceremonies, diplomas, parties, farewells to peers. Fellow travelers through the educational maze, our high school is small, 120 students. Many of us have been together for 12 years. Laneville is a very rural community in a sparsely populated county in Northern California.
We are born in the wake of a devastating attack on our nation. An uncertain time. The society we emerged into had developed color-coded threat levels that were pronounced each day. Anger and fear had colored a new millennium. We were not conscious of these changes, nor could we speak to them. The internet was called the internet information highway and becoming common in most homes.
But our country had replaced a layer of innocence with the cloak of aggression. We do not remember this. Our bursts were the hope of a return to a simpler, happier time. As we approached our senior year, the alarms about climate change were becoming louder. Our region experienced terrible forest fires. There are predictions of troubles as a result of shifting weather patterns. Our generation is not responsible for these problems. They have been created by our predecessors.
The current coronavirus pandemic, which is altering everyone's day-to-day lives, has closed our school. We graduate in 2 months. We are finishing up our classes with remote educational plans. An uncertain time. Not unlike our birth times, fear and disagreements are widespread. We are stepping into adulthood, much like we stepped into our lives. We want to talk about how this is affecting us and how we, the promise of the future, are planning to move forward. Let's start by talking about our plans for graduation.
There's still a chance graduation will still happen, so, I'm still kind of hopeful, but if there isn't, I'm sure there's some way we can do something together. Maybe we'll all go even just hang out somewhere outside and everyone stand 6 feet apart. At least we can all hang out or something. But, if graduation's canceled, I'm not that upset about graduation being canceled, I guess.
On graduation, at least in Laneville, most of the time, most of the seniors, most of the high schools just have like a party or we all hang out at someone's house or something. I didn't have anything super big, like a big trip or anything planned. I was just planning on just staying here and having a party or something. And now I genuinely have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know if I'm going to graduate. I don't know if there's going to be any celebration, but I genuinely have no clue. But they were to just like have a party.
At first I had expected, prior to the whole coronavirus thing, I had family from Boise coming and family from Michigan. We were all going to go to a fancy restaurant in Ukiah or Santa Rosa and go to graduation. There's probably going to be some after events going on too that I would be attending. But now it's looking a lot like nothing. if not a very small family celebration here at my house. I also had planned on doing a more personalized celebration with a couple of my friends at a park, like a campground. But doing that now seems very difficult, considering they're not wanting us to go there or do things.
I was really looking forward to graduation, mostly just to be like done and have that whole celebration and whatnot. My grandma was going to come out for the first time in a couple of years since she lives far away. And my whole family was going to come with her, which was going to be super fun. And they've never been out here before. And it was just really nice to think about, like, how they're going to come out and celebrate me in the place that I grew up in, like, kind of one last time with all my family. And that's kind of what, like, the spirit of graduation, like, that's what I feel it is. And so I was really looking forward to having that and just spending time with my family here and all my friends and being like, we did it. We finished it. You know, we had a great time and we all did well. And now we're we're done and we can put closure on that part of our lives and move on into whatever we're doing next. And now, like, not knowing that if we're going to have that whole thing at all, like, I know technically we're going to graduate high school, like, we're going to get our diplomas. If things are bad, they'll probably mail it to us. But worst case scenario, we might not have a graduation. Best case scenario, we will, but it'll be just be different than it has been in the past. Like, there's no way my family will be able to come up if we do have our graduation. It'll be different than what I was hoping for. So I don't get to see my grandma and my aunt and my cousin who are planning on coming up. And it's just kind of a bummer. And hopefully life will move on as normal, even if we don't have a graduation ceremony.
And there's not that many people, so in a graduating class, everyone's probably going to be at the same place or not doing something with people. They're probably going to be with family or in the same place.
A group of our parents probably would have, like, picked a restaurant and, like, thrown a party, and everybody, all the families probably would have done something like that, but there was no, like, I don't know, I didn't have any real plans.
And if there was anything that was going to happen, it would probably be a last-minute thought or someone texting someone else to go somewhere.
I've been accepted to a few state schools and UC schools, but my top choices right now are UC Santa Cruz and Claremont McKenna, a private school in LA. And in either one, I plan to study some type of, like, public policy or community-related studies. I'm really interested in education reform, so eventually I want to educate myself so that I can at some point be involved either in, like, creating policy-involved education and changing it, or helping out with an organization that provides services for students that are struggling. But that's what my inspiration is, to study things like that.
My plan had been to go to SRJC, the Santa Rosa Junior College, and I planned on studying, going into computer science, and depending on if I was able to get a job or an internship at a tech-related firm or something, if I didn't, I was going to continue my education at a four-year, like, San Jose State. And, or if it wasn't a job that I could advance in, then I would have continued my education anyway. But yeah, I plan going in for computer science, and, if there are any other classes that interested me, I felt like SRJC would have been a good place to go into it without having too much of a financial burden.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, the coronavirus, I mean, it hasn't had too much effect just because they've canceled the end of this semester for a lot of the colleges, but there's been no talk about canceling next semester, so it hasn't affected us yet in that matter. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was just recently accepted into the Claremont school, so I probably won't get a chance to visit it before May 1st, which is why we have to accept a certain admission offer from a school. All the deadlines are on May 1st, so I probably won't get a chance to even visit Claremont before deciding if I want to go there or not. So that in that way, it did. Coronavirus definitely has affected my ability to choose.
I think the only way it would affect me would be if everything that was happening is still persisting and happening by the next school semester.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be the only way. If things were moved to, like, online classes or something like that, I don't think I'll be able to. I don't think I'll follow through with that. I think I'd either do something else, like maybe take a gap year or something along those lines, but I don't think
If it got moved to online classes, I might And if I had to stay home, I would probably just take classes at Mendo because it would be cheaper if I'm doing online classes anyways. Or I would take Astra also.
I plan on going to Sonoma State University, and my major is undeclared, but I'm hoping for a teaching degree of some kind, maybe, probably a bachelor's also. Not entirely sure, but my goal next year starting is to just kind of get used to being on my own and not having the helping and pushing hands of like really localized teachers and classmates that I've known since preschool. So that'll be my first challenge.
I've been pretty lucky in the college department, like in applying for college, because I knew where I wanted to go pretty early compared to most people. I've already been accepted into Oregon State University, and I plan on studying environmental science while I'm there. It's a really agricultural and natural sciences focused university. And I've gotten a scholarship to go there pretty early on. So it was kind of a decision. I made my decision to go back in December before all of this happened. So I'm thankful for that, which it's made my life a lot easier, especially since all my scholarships, I had the opportunity to apply for scholarships through my university, which was an online application anyway, which hasn't really affected much. In terms of school scholarships, I've been really confused because the Community Foundation scholarships, they require official documents from the school, such as like my transcript and they need my letters of recommendation, like facts or something like that. And so I found it kind of confusing, especially with all this, because I didn't have access to those official documents. The official transcript from my school. I've been assured that it's been taken care of for me, which is really, I am thankful for that as well. Like, I was stressing about it, but then I just kind of called and read some information that was given to me, and I was assured that it's all right and that my counselor would take care of it for me. So I'm not really worried. All of the scholarships from the Laytonville community through my high school, I hope we'll be okay, and I hope that my scholarship applications are able to get to them in these hard times, you know, through my school. I hope that's not in jeopardy. I'm confident with our school system that it won't be. Hopefully things won't go worse to where that is not able to happen for us.
So I got accepted to about like seven or eight colleges. And the main ones I want to go to, three of them are in California. I want to go to Occidental College, UC Santa Barbara, or UC Santa Cruz. Those are like the top three in California. And then I got accepted into NYU today, actually. So I'm thinking about maybe also going to NYU. I want a bachelor's degree, and then I'm planning on majoring in some form of the humanities, just because I want to go to law school, and those kind of areas usually pass well with each other, and I already like them. And then for scholarships, I applied for, like, you know, like FAFSA and all that stuff. Then each of the private schools have their own private type scholarships and financial aid, and I applied for all of that. And then for the UCs, it's a little bit less expensive, which is nice. And then for the county, then we have the county scholarships, which we apply for and stuff. And I'm about done with those. Those are relatively, it's like at the point where I'm at now, those are pretty easy just because a lot of the information I need to share on that are already written down on so many other places that I've already had to apply for stuff for like college things. So like at this point, it's kind of just a lot of repetition, but it's going pretty well. Aside from the fact that I don't really know still for how that's going to work out. Because I can't travel to see NYU anymore, which was the plan if I got accepted. So I'm not sure how it's going to work out as to like how I'm going to feel about the college. So I might just end up sticking to one I've already seen at least, just to make sure I don't make any mistakes because of our lack of travel.
We We've been receiving work to complete and turn in each week. Our next due date is next Wednesday, and school's supposed to start up the week after that because we have spring break. But if it doesn't start up again, then we'll probably receive more work and continue on. So we should receive credit either way because we'll just get work as like a contract independent study work.
Yeah, they gave us basically the same. The school gave us the same contracts that would sort of give people who had gone on trips or something like that. And So you just fill it in, turn it back in. And, yeah, we should receive credit for all of that. And, yeah, I don't see there being any reason why we would stop unless something else happened.
Yeah, unless it was, like, too dangerous to even make contact at all. I mean, they'd probably still email us work, though, either way.
Yeah, I think that was a problem, since not everyone can gain access to internet.
No, they're working. They're working. It's just that they don't have normal service. They're on the Wi-Fi, and, like, I can't call them. I have to FaceTime audio them through Apple, not through normal calling. So it's a normal thing, but they can't really contact certain, like, uncertain phone things. But
throughout this whole period, it would definitely be difficult to talk to people if I didn't have internet and communicate. And mine's not the strongest, but at least I have it to at least just the basic things of speaking with people. But
yeah, I'm able to FaceTime some of my friends and still communicate with people through the internet. I have good internet where I live, but I can understand how it could be really hard for people that don't have great internet or service.
And then even if some people do have internet, they might have caps or the data limits that they may not be able to go over. And so if they start assigning work that was only online, I think it would be definitely much harder for a lot of people to be able to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we've been receiving our work in person. We went by and we picked up our own contracts, like, separately. And then the next week we came in and turned it in, and they had bins out front in front of the school for us to turn our work in. So none of it's been done over the internet, but the teachers have been emailing the students and, like, checking in and making sure that we don't have any questions, that we understand all the work, and offering help if we need it.
So. They put numbers and email addresses on the papers, on the packets that they handed out. So if you need help with the work,
to reach out.
I didn't understand it. You could call or email.
We all had to go in there individually into the gym, and they each gave us pretty fat packets of work for 3 weeks of time, and the teachers just basically, it's basically like a contract, which our school does, and then it's just we have to turn in a week's worth of work each week on, like, Wednesday, and the work's basically, like, for Spanish, we have to, like, translate some stuff and speak in Spanish. For physics, it's just, like, a lot of, like, vocabulary and, like, homework questions. Culinary, it's kind of difficult to do culinary through distance education and not cook, but we just don't cook. We just read out, like, the book and do more definitions and stuff. And it's just kind of like, it's busy work because there's not really much you can do that dives super deep when you don't have all the materials and the teacher's telling them how to do it, you know? But I could whip it out in, like, a day, probably. I'm just lazy. It's relatively simple. Personally, I'm a pretty big, like, environmentally conscious person, so I kind of hate the fact that we're wasting so much paper with all of these packets, because it's just, like, I was picking up, like, 3 packets for, like, my friend and my little sister and me, and, like, it was a lot of paper, and a lot of it isn't super useful, in my opinion. And I also understand that kids don't have access to the internet to keep track of stuff, and I think I could just be able to dive a little bit deeper with different stuff that I'm capable of accessing online, as opposed to just like vocabulary words and review questions and stuff like that. I'm not great at busy work type stuff. I went to school at Branscombe School, which was, my class was like 3 people, and I still know them to this day. It was mostly like, if I was doing this, you know, if we were doing the distance education, except for like, for a few hours every day, I just hung out with like 10 other people and then went back home. I mean, I would prefer that to what's happening now, but it's definitely like, when my school was like that, I was still more isolated because that was just, that was what my friends consisted of, and then I just went home, so.
Sheltering in place has had a lot of adverse effects on my mental stability and my physical shape, for sure. But the most relevant thing that it's done is decrease my ability to learn. Without the assistance of my teacher, Mr. Keelan, he's not very versed technically. So we're kind of left to do the work on our own without any guidance, which leaves a lot of room for error and kind of reduces our potential learning possibilities. Our grades will probably be fine, but I'm more worried about the information that's going to be lost over the time that we won't have that help from those teachers.
Being out of school is the most direct influence. Like, having any plans associated with the school and my, like, further academic, my academic knowledge, like, it's been kind of postponed and canceled for me because I don't really, I have trouble with online schooling where I live. So that's been difficult, but I'm getting through it because it's not totally online with my education plan for the corona break, I guess, the corona outbreak break. I am still working at my job. I work at a store and a coffee shop, and we've been deemed an essential business, and we've made many measures to be very sanitary. We are disinfecting every hour on the hour at our coffee shop currently, and so I am still seeing people from outside my coffee shop window, which is kind of strange. But also, it makes me feel normal, which is nice because we've kind of, like, any plans that we've had in the past are now canceled. Like, there's nothing really to look forward to anymore. There's kind of just, like, a predicted nothingness for the next month or two, hopefully, if not longer. You know, I'm hoping that everything will be fine by June because I have a job, hopefully, as a camp counselor this summer, which I hope to do before I go off to college next year. Like, it's just, it's kind of messing with my whole life plan for the next year, which is a bummer.
Personally, the remote educational program that we've all been on for a while now, I don't struggle with it much. I find it to be pretty easy and efficient, but I think there are some kids that struggle a lot with their work more, and they usually rely on the direct, like, face-to-face teacher interaction to gain the help they need to complete their work. So the kids that don't get that struggle a lot when they have to complete the work by themselves. And some parents can be helpful, but some kids, it only makes it worse, and it can be hard.
There's also less accountability. Like, if you're going into school and you don't turn in your work, the teacher will talk to you about it. But if you're not seeing the teacher, and I know some people, like, if they haven't gone in already to get their stuff, or if they've gone in once, they might just have the work there and not turn in. So I think the schools have responded as best they can for now, under such short notice.
I think it could be helpful to have, like, maybe even just, like, once a week, like, an online check-in with, like, the class or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, offer, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that could be helpful. But I also think that a lot of kids wouldn't really want to go or show up or care, so...
Yeah.
Nothing much has really changed for me, so that's why I'm trying to point that out. Like, it's weird. Because I do still live up there, so I'm used to, like, not being in school most of the time. A lot of the time, and just being at my house for long periods of time. The schoolwork I'm doing currently, I'm a senior, so it's not much. I really only have my economics class and Spanish and trigonometry. Trigonometry, I am having the most trouble doing outside of school because I really only, I took the class because there's only 4 students in the class, and I took it to just kind of advance my understanding of math with Mr. Walczak because he's really good at grounding math into the real world, which I'm interested in. And now that we don't have that, it's kind of just back to learning any chapter out of the book. And it disconnected me from my interest in math. And I really don't want to do it. So I'm having trouble doing that. My favorite outside of class work would probably be Spanish, our Spanish 4 class. We're just translating different songs that Mr. DeMartini assigned to us on the internet. So it's kind of fun. Since it's expanding our curiosity of like different Spanish cultural things, like stories and songs. And so, and if we, now that we can like do that independently and study independently and learn, which I appreciate, it's not like super hard and like a lot of vocabulary. So I don't find it super challenging, but it's also different. Again, like not everybody here, like especially with my internet, like I live up on the mountain, so I don't have the greatest internet. Like it's hard to get like a multiple person conference call or whatever. But like if I could have like some contact with Walczak or something, I'm not sure. I'm not really reaching out much because I don't really want to do it. So I don't have many ideas for how to improve it currently. I just hope that it goes back to normal.
I have relatively fast. I mean, my internet, okay, it does what it needs to do, but it gets slower on occasion if there's more people on it. I wouldn't say it's great. It's not affecting really much of my schoolwork because it's all on paperwork. I still have my college classes that I have to take, but I can still do all the work on my internet and it's fine. And I think also we were thinking about offering Chromebooks to the students. Well, they were thinking about offering Chromebooks to the students for them to use to do their homework with. And then it still didn't work out. I don't think a lot of kids still took Chromebooks, but I felt like that would have been a way to get past the whole not having device aspect. Because most kids have internet or service, you know, but that's all right.
I'm taking 3 classes through the Mendocino Community College. I'm taking critical thinking, which is an English class. It fulfills an English requirement for my freshman year, next year, my general ed. And then I'm taking a environmental science class. And I'm also taking economics, which is also offered at the high school, but I decided that I will better take it online because I honestly enjoy the platform and the way, and it's an amazing opportunity because the classes that are offered you can take are free and you get it half the time but double the credit.
I do not miss waking up early in the morning, for sure. That is by far the least positive thing about school. And I guess it's kind of nice to be freer, I guess, more able to do what I want to do. My day's less busy, more relaxed. But that definitely, it's a double-edged sword with that one, because relaxation is a great thing until you get so relaxed that you start getting antsy and stir crazy because you've been laying in your bed for 4 days.
Shelter in place has been kind of difficult for me. It's not too out of the ordinary because I have gotten snowed in with at my house for long periods of time and not being able to leave. But, and I'm glad I'm up here where we have all of this beautiful land that we can walk around on, and that, like, you can walk like a mile radius and not see anyone else. So it's not hard necessarily to shelter in place and still stay active and normal and, like, sane, I guess. You know, 'cause I couldn't even imagine, like, being in the city all this time and, like, having to jog to even go outside and, like, having to stay, like, make sure you're away from everyone just to be, make sure you're safe and make sure your family's safe, you know? So I'm glad I'm up here in these weird, difficult times for California. It hasn't been the worst time, honestly. I've been working on my garden and I've just been doing other things at my house, and it's been kind of nice. And I have to go to work because a lot of my other coworkers don't feel safe going to work, and I feel safe going to work. I feel like the measures we are taking inside the store are for my safety and for everybody else's. So I will do my best to ensure that and to keep myself safe as well as everyone else. So I feel confident in continuing to work, especially since my boss is so determined on continuing to stay open in these difficult times for the town. So I'm glad I can focus on that while I can't, you know, finish out high school and do everything I had goals to do as student council president. So it's sad that we're missing these 2 months of school, especially since they're the last 2 months of senior year. And this is when all the fun stuff that you plan for the beginning of the year with your class happens, especially with our group of student council. I was student council president of the high school this year. And so our plans for spring fling that we had, any plans that the juniors had for prom are pretty much gone at this point. I'm not sure how the rules that our school's going to put in place are going to proceed at this moment, honestly. So I'm pretty sure we're not going to have prom, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to have spring fling or any celebrations that we had planned. And we might not even have graduation. So all of these, like, moments that we were excited for and that we were looking forward to in our finishing weeks of high school are just gone. And so that's really a bummer. It's sad. And the fact that we can't see any of the people that we only have a little bit of time left at all with, you know, there's no way to, like, you can call them. There's calls and FaceTimes, luckily. So there's still contact, and you can text anyone, but so there's still contact with everyone from your class, but you don't get to see them, their face. You don't get to interact with them. You're just kind of alone in your room listening to their voice. I personally am not really into that. It doesn't, like, make me as happy as talking to a person would be, which I think I'm with the general population when I say that. I really hope it doesn't last long, and hopefully, I hope if there's a miracle and everything will go back to normal in May and we could have graduation. That's really what I look forward to, and I hope that I'm just focusing on my job and, like, protecting my family and improving my house and my hobbies, and I hope everything will be okay.
It's not like some major life event that you can just relive, you know, like any unimportant birthday, 15th birthday, 14th, 19th, etc. Those birthdays they're pretty repetitive, but a lot of people aren't getting to celebrate their 18th birthday, and we're not going to get to graduate. And that's not something you can just go and relive. That's not something you can go back to. It's something that we are permanently going to miss out on. And it's a really sucky feeling to let yourself get into.
I wouldn't say it was incredibly difficult. I also won't say that in Laneville it's super crazy and strict. Like, people are still, like, you know, doing basic things, and it's not crazy, like, in place. So, like, I can still go to the store and stuff if I need to, or, like, run to, like, different stuff, and it won't be, like, crazy. We're just kind of all cooped up together most of the time. It's just gotten a lot more, like, boring and, like, monotonous and just, like, the same things. I haven't hung out with a lot of my friends, but we just FaceTime all the time. That's all we do is just FaceTime. And if I'm bored, I'll just FaceTime my friends and just cycle through my all of my contacts. But sometimes, like, for Karuna, she was allowed for a little bit to, like, her parents are pretty strict about it just because her stepdad's pretty, he's a little older and he has other health, underlying health issues, and they want to be really cautious about it. So as a result, Karuna has to be cautious. And so we used to just be able to, like, take, like, walks and stuff and then come back, or, like, little things like that. But now it's gotten a bit more intense. So we're not really super allowed to do that either. But that's how we were.
The only thing that the pandemic has affected me only in the sense that I am at home and I'm not able to be physically active as I usually am, because most of the activities I do are usually with teams and things like that. And then, so yeah, I haven't been as active as I would like to be, but in the same sense, it does give me the time to be active and experiment with different things and try different things. So there's that. And then for my parents, it hasn't really, they're both in fields where they're still considered essential, I guess. So they still both go to work. And
I wasn't expecting, I mean, pretty much the same. I've had to stay home. So I spend a lot more time with my family. And my mom, her job is also pretty much considered essential. But she does a lot of her work online. She works at a school. She's a counselor. So she's doing a lot of her work over FaceTime. My dad started planting food. And my dad bought chicken.
We bought food that we thought we'd need for, I guess, a little bit. We haven't really stocked up on too many things. We got, like, water and some things along those lines, but we haven't, like, been stockpiling, per se.
Yeah, nothing major.
I've just been able to improve my house and, like, what I want to do. Like, I've worked in my garden a whole bunch. Like, we've planted, like, just in case, so we'll have veggies. Like, in long term, we've planted so many veggies than we did before in our garden. My mom's planning on getting chickens. We've just cleaned up our property a whole bunch. Like, we've improved everything at home that we were hoping to improve when we had time from our actual lives of going to school and going to work and whatnot. And so now that we have all this time, it's our house is cleaner. The garden, we planted so much stuff in our garden. We made new beds for it. We've just improved it overall, which is really exciting for me personally. I've worked on painting, which I like, in like just doing random art, which I don't technically I didn't have time for going to school beforehand. I've gotten to sleep, which is really nice. I wake up with the sun still. I'm not sleeping till 11. It's been great. It has the feeling of like summertime and being able to be free and work on yourself and your like day-to-day life, but you just can't see any of your friends and you can't do anything, and you're not supposed to. We shouldn't. It's like all the free time of having nothing to do and not being in school without the freedom of going places and hang out with your friends.
The only thing I think I miss about not going to school is just the interaction with people. I'm still getting, and also with like the teachers and things, I still enjoy some of the classes. I still enjoy interacting with the teachers as I'm learning, but it's mainly just interaction. I'm fine with the rest of it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, not going to school, in some ways, I really appreciate it, just having more time. In a lot of ways, I felt like as a senior, I was kind of wasting my time there, just not having a lot of, like, very valuable classes. But I do miss just spending my time. A lot of times, I would just, like, I was an aide a lot of the day in classes, I was a TA, and so I missed just helping out whoever had a job for me to do or an errand or something for me to learn. One thing I learned from all this is just, like, having patience with not knowing all the not knowing really what's going on or not knowing what's going to happen in the near future, and just being flexible with what's going on.
I think what I've learned from this period is just how much people can either come together or grow apart when there's, like, one central, not enemy, but, like, a problem that they can all relate to and they're all facing.
Yeah. What I hope to do in the world is create opportunities for students that otherwise wouldn't have them, whether it's to travel or educational opportunities, and to help get rid of some of the standardized systems that we have in place in our education system.
I'm hoping to continue learning and keep growing in the different things that I enjoy doing, whether it's the field I plan to do with computers and technology, and also with the arts, the things I enjoy, music, photography, classic arts. But I hope to be able to use those aspects to be able to reach a place where I have a platform to be able to bring about change into, like, with things like we talked about with students not wanting to go to school, to be able to show children and just people in general what they can do with themselves, that they can do something with themselves, and just be able to change mindset to better themselves.
I mean, I'm still doing a lot of homework. I'm still working on scholarships. That was what I was spending a hefty amount of my time doing in the beginning of the, like, the shutdown stuff, just because I had to get on top of that stuff. I'm doing that homework a lot of the time. I play instruments and stuff, so I'll play music and stuff if I get bored. I'm trying to teach myself how to play piano, or keyboard, I guess. That's not turning incredibly well. I usually take times like this to work on, like, little hobbies that I have. So, like, I'm just working on getting, like, mildly better at things I already do. I don't think I have any crazy new goals. But I am just kind of working on being a little bit better, like, more put together, I would say, before college. Just, like, getting my stuff more organized and well put and thought out on every aspect. I'm hoping to improve my life by improving other people's. I don't see it incredibly, like, any selfish way I could really make my life much better at this point. Like, I think the only way I would make my life any better is to, like, move somewhere else and start investing myself and doing helpful things there. To improve my life, I think it would just be more so just helping out other people and just surrounding myself with more people. And I think that once I move and get to go to a college somewhere farther away, that in itself is just kind of an improvement. And just, it just seems like there's really only a lot of ways to go up from there and a lot of new opportunities in the world. There's this quote. It's kind of part of the reason why I want to become a juvenile defense attorney. So it's kind of like, I want to go into a field where, like, the majority of the things I see are going to be incredibly sad, and, like, it'll feel like every single thing's just, like, on top of each other. But there's this, it says this is this person telling someone else, and it says, your life amounts to no more than one drop in a limitless ocean. And then the guy replies, yet, what is any ocean but a multitude of drops? And so I think just my whole point is just doing as many little things that I can to help as many people or kids and stuff to just make a bigger difference in it. Because I don't think that, like, having some big, huge goal and, like, knocking it down is really gonna... It just takes a lot of time, and there's always just the chance that that one huge thing you're focusing on isn't gonna work out. But I like the idea of just investing myself in, like, individual people and experiences and processes, and then growing from each of those, and then just kind of putting myself everywhere, all over the world, as many places as I can. And then hopefully doing something positive through that. Because I've spent a lot of time with kids, I just like the idea of giving them a second chance. Because I have a hard time believing the majority of the time that most bad things that kids do are fully a result of themselves and their actions. So I just like the idea of, like, just being a person to help them out when they feel like there might not be anyone else there, you know? And I also love being in court. So.
My main goal currently is I'm just trying to improve the land around me. Like a lot of the land that I live on has trash all over it just from years of being lived on. And like there's weird tubes in the creek that we need to remove and everything. So that's what I've been currently focused on. It's been really fulfilling for me. And I hope I can continue to do stuff like that when I go, or I hope I can continue to do improving stuff for the environment like that, because it's kind of been inspiring not going to school and been able to improve the property and restore the property that I live on. I feel like that's been really fulfilling for me. So I hope I can learn more about how to do that and the science behind that and why we need to do those things and improve our earth the most we can next year at Oregon State. I plan on majoring in environmental science, and the cool thing about that major is you can, like, specialize in different ways. Like, you can pick, they have many different specialization paths, and basically what you choose your goal to be, you can go down that specialization path, and you can get multiple of them as well, which is really cool, in my opinion. So I just hope I can go and have everything be normal next year, and so I can absorb all the knowledge I need to kind of just do my part in helping our planet heal, because that's really the issue with everything going wrong. Like, I see that behind everything that seems to be a disaster nowadays, like even this, like, COVID type of deal. I just hope that we, like, the general population will get our act together and hopefully realize that a lot of stuff we're doing is wrong. Like, the whole production thing, like, is ruining our earth and we need to fix it and just, like, adjust to the way so terrible things will stop happening and people will stop being poisoned and whatnot. Big topics. I don't have a passion focus quite yet, so I hope to find that as well. I hope to go to school and learn about all the different issues that our planet has, you know, because, like, the more I look into environmental science, the more I learn about the deep-rooted issues we've embedded in our planet and why and what it's causing and what it's doing to us and the whole ecosystem. I hope I can figure out one specific aspect of that to dedicate my studies to and my effort and my work. So that's my goal for the future and my career in helping our planet and everything.
What is inspiring is your determination, and what's inspiring is that it doesn't just affect other young people, it started to affect older generations in Sweden, in Germany. People are starting to call it the Greta effect, where people are taking more trains. Since you started this movement, they've said they feel ashamed to fly unnecessarily in Europe. Why do you think young people are so focused on climate change now? There's a definite disconnect between older generations and younger generations when talking about the climate. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think it is because we, in a way, feel like it is more a direct threat. Others feel like, I won't be alive then anyway, so screw it. We actually know that these consequences will face us during our lifetime, mm-hmm. and it is already happening now, and it will get worse. And so I think that is why so many young people especially care about this. I think what we should do as individuals is to use the power of democracy that to make our voices heard and to make sure that the people in power actually cannot continue to ignore this.
Do you feel a difference in the conversation traveling from Sweden to America? Is there a different feeling around climate change?
I would say yes, because here it feels like it is being discussed as something you, whether you believe in or not believe in. Where I come from, it's more like it's a fact.
The people in the government who were voted into power are lying to us. And us kids seem to be the only ones who notice and are prepared to call BS. Companies trying to make caricatures of the teenagers nowadays, saying that all we are is self-involved and trend-obsessed, and they hush us into submissions when our message doesn't reach the ears of the nation. We are prepared to call BS. Politicians who sit in their gilded House and Senate seats funded by the NRA telling us nothing could have ever been done to prevent this. We call BS. They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS. They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS. They say guns are just tools like knives and are as dangerous as cars. We call BS. No, they say that no laws could have been able to prevent the hundreds of senseless tragedies that have occurred. We call BS. That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call BS. If you agree, register to vote. Contact your local congresspeople. Give them a piece of your mind.
I've decided to be happy. I've decided to be glad. I've decided to be grateful for all I ever had. I've decided to let go of all this pain tonight. I've decided to let go of all these demons inside.
That's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Laytonville Healthy Start Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's Youth Speaks Out. Our Environmental Prevention Strategies in the Community, also known as EPIC, is a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in the Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email JAMA at jama@laytonville.org. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, and listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming and downloadable audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this radio station. They are the views of those who express them. Youth Speaks Out is free to rebroadcast upon notification. Our shows are posted monthly at our website, youthspeaksout.net, and you can find our podcast link there or on iTunes. Our next show will be posted in May. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in May.